This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hillary Clinton and Elizabeth Warren are supposedly BFFs. I don't know why, because they didn't like each other when Hillary was running. In fact, in 2016, Warren had a chance to enter the race, and she was talking plenty smack about Hillary Clinton. Didn't help her chances by any stretch of the imagination, but now they've kissed and made up. Hillary needs a new girlfriend. Maybe Hillary's trying to get a new girlfriend for the pokey when she goes to prison. She and Elizabeth, because Uma's back with Anthony Weiner, I've heard. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Why would you want to get advice from Hillary Clinton? I don't get it. NBC News said, Elizabeth Warren's team doesn't want to talk about Hillary Clinton, but that doesn't mean the 2020 presidential candidate isn't talking with her party's 2016 nominee. I've said this about to many Republican campaigns. I said this. I said, because they lose so many campaigns. I go, I'll give you specifics because I don't want to talk in generalities. I was talking to a campaign. They said, yeah, Kevin, we're running for such and such. We're going to unseat so and so. And I said, okay, well, what are the chances? Well, we think our chances are good. I go, come on, you know, is an incumbent, because I don't follow all these stupid races. They're like, well, you know, she's won by 62% every year, but we think we're going to make a dent. I go, okay, well, what are you doing differently? Well, you know, our campaign. I go, well, who's your campaign manager? They name somebody. I don't know these people. So I said, okay, well, what's this person's record? And I'm not lying. This person says to me, I don't remember the specific numbers, but it was like, well, she's 17-3. 3-17, I guess I should say. She's lost 17 and won 3 races. And I went, wow. I remember the moment it happened. I don't remember the numbers, but I remember the moment because there was a feeling that came over me that said this. This is exactly what I remember my thought to be. I said, if you were a coach and you were 3-17, you'd be fired. But in this business, you can be 3-17 and somebody will go, I want to hire you. Yeah, you're 1-3? Let's hire you. Folks, this ain't baseball. This isn't if you can bat 250, you're good. This is you got to win. You want to know how we Republicans, conservatives, have a loser's mentality? We surround ourselves with losers. Let me just say, there was a time, not us, not the people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, but people were like, Paul Ryan, he's so dreamy. Oh, my gosh. Romney picked him as a VP. He's so tall. Isn't he cool? And then when they wanted to make him speaker, he was like, well, only under certain conditions will I be the speaker. I would have said, like this condition, I kick your butt and you get out of here? How about that as a condition? Paul Ryan, married to one of the biggest lefties on the planet, a dude who was probably more closely aligned with Obama than he was with Donald Trump, or certainly with the Republican Party. But man, we wanted him. And I ain't going to lie, we wanted Romney too. Many of us wanted Romney. I know there are people out there going, Kevin, I didn't vote for Romney. I held my nose. Congratulations. I saw Romney as the lesser of two evils between Barack Obama serving a second term. I stand by that decision, but there's a side of me that will acknowledge. I'm glad. It was God's grace that said, don't get Romney elected, because we would have just been kicking the can. We would have been doing the same old crap. It would have been Republican Light 101 yet again, and we would not have Donald Trump. So you can rest on your laurels, people. Two women have kept the line of communication open. This is Elizabeth Warren and Hillary Clinton. Since the Massachusetts senator decided to run for president, though only a conversation around the time of Warren's launch has been previously reported. According to several people familiar with their discussions who spoke to NBC under additions of anonymity because of the political sensitivity of private interactions. What? Since when? These are the people that bugged Donald Trump's campaign office. They bugged him when he was president. They got the NSA listening on him and all of his buddies' stuff. They were looking for anything from Trump.
Yeah, under the condition of anonymity, because we don't want things leaking out about our campaign.
Hey, let me give you some leaks about your campaign. You're doomed. It's hard to know exactly how many times they've reached out to each other or precisely what they've discussed. Well, I'm going to guess and say golf and grandchildren. Oh, and Chelsea's wedding and yoga. What do you think? Do we really care? Look, Elizabeth Warren, you want a two-time loser to talk to for president? Congratulations. Go talk to her. What's she going to tell you?
Well, Liz, you should campaign a little harder at the end, and don't take Donald Trump for granted, and see if you can just get him to only take the popular vote, and continue to call Donald Trump a racist, and a misogynist, and homophobic, and Islamophobic.
Whatever. Whatever. They said this. It's hard to know exactly how many times, but then they said, They don't know the number of interactions. I love this part. Because there are many ways for two high-powered politicians to communicate that don't involve their staffs. What kind of a reporter? They can communicate without involving their staffs. What? They can? They could call each other and we not know? They could Skype with one another? Hey, maybe they could spoon together when they're in prison. I don't know. Because let me tell you, they probably both should be, even though I will say Elizabeth Warren's crimes were not as bad as Hillary's. They both should be due some time. Elizabeth Warren for identity theft and Hillary Clinton for a host of other heinous crimes. One source, they said, was aware of just one additional call. It's like, well, did they have one call or did they have four? It's like, how many times have they been together? How many times did they have carnal knowledge of one another? How many times did they spoon naked? I know. I shouldn't have said it. Guys are out there going, I know, a little vomit. I had a little vomit in my mouth when I said it, so get over it. Anyway, they said one source is aware of just one additional call between Warren and Clinton since then. But a person who is close to Clinton said the contact has been substantial enough to merit attention, describing a conversation between the two as seemingly recent because it was, quote, front of mind for her. They want to make it sound like, oh, Warren is relying on Clinton for her gravitas, and Clinton is happy to give her underling support and guidance. They said that is clearly not gone unnoticed, and I think she really appreciates that. The person close to Clinton said, they want us to believe that these women are relevant. And they're relevant in communicating with each other. They're not communicating with men. It is two women communicating together.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
CNN's Don Lemon cannot stand that Donald Trump has got success with black folks, man. He can't stand it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And there was a clip where he's talking with some other a black dude who's supposed to be a Republican strategist, and he gives Don Lemon exactly what he needs. Then Don Lemon, of course, not being the hack that he is, all he does is repeat what this brother says. So let you hear the clip, because I want to talk about this and I want to put it in perspective of what Trump is doing for black folks and what we're doing for black folks and why the black vote is no longer a foregone conclusion for the left. And in fact, I'm going to make your prediction that people like myself, my team, Tea Party Community, who is suing the city of Philadelphia, who will soon sue other municipalities, and bring to the attention of criminal justice reform to every black on the street, and what the conservative movement has done to help black folks, and is going to bring a black exodus. I ain't trying to get in on Candace Owens' Brexit, because she can call it whatever she wants. There have been black people working to get other blacks off the plantation into the real world for decades, and I happen to be one of them. But anyway, I want to play this. Don Lemon discussing Donald Trump and his impact on the black community.
Okay, so let me just, because I'm going to put, if you can put those back up, just so you know. So under Obama, as you said, March 2010, 16.8%, end of his presidency, 7.9%. That is a difference of 8.9%, okay? So Trump's highest was 8%. It was in February of 2017. Now it's at 5.5%. That is down 2.5%. So we have 8.9% in the Obama presidency and down by 2.5%. In this presidency. As you said, it is good news. It is a good trend, but it didn't start under this president, and the numbers actually declined much stronger under the former president. How do black voters in 2020 weigh these low employment numbers against the president's racist behavior, Joseph? Charlottesville, slamming Baltimore, rodent infested, and, you know, go on and on.
Look, I think we have the numbers, and then we have the message, right? The numbers, to your point, are encouraging. I think that, again, no one gives...
More of that. Yeah, keep going,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so we need more of that. But I think the message is something that does not resonate with black communities and brown communities simply because of the rhetoric that has come out of the White House. And so I think I said almost 2 years ago to the day on this program that if someone spits in your face and then hands you a napkin, you don't get to say thank you.
Can we talk about this? Because I often hear that not only on this show, not only from, but also in my personal life. Well, I don't understand. It's black unemployment is down and, you know, people are doing better. But as you say, if someone spits in your face and hands you a napkin, what is that supposed to, I don't understand that argument. Does that mean that the only part of your brain or the only part of our being that matters is money?
Yeah.
Rather than how someone treats you and what someone says about you?
I love how when Don Lemon talks about Trump's racist behavior, what's he do? He runs to Charlottesville, the misquote of Donald Trump, and then he says Baltimore rat infested, which the mayor said the same thing. Those are his racist, issues around Donald Trump. But you will never hear Don Lemon talk about Donald Trump's First Step Act or Second Chance Act, which disproportionately helps blacks, particularly black felons. So, I mean, it's funny to watch. It really is, because if Don Lemon, one of these days, is true to himself, if he gets somebody like myself on, and by the way, we are structuring to get back on and start doing more media, but if he goes on, if I go on CNN, I say, Don, it's really funny how you always harken back to Charlottesville, where Donald Trump was misquoted. You talk about Baltimore as if it isn't rat-infested, and the mayor herself said it was rat-infested, but you never talk about the good things that Donald Trump has done. You downplay these numbers. Oh, Barack Obama was at 16.8%, and he brought black unemployment down to 8.9% or 7.9%, an 8.9% decrease. That is a lie. What he did for black unemployment was he got black people to stop looking for jobs. That's what Barack Obama was able to do with black folks. Donald Trump has actually created real jobs for blacks. And oh, by the way, do you think that Don Lemon is going to try to discuss the types of jobs that people have? Do you think he would dare do that? Of course not. He's not going to talk about the fact that Barack Obama promised us that we couldn't get beyond 2% GDP, which Donald Trump knocked it out of the park and almost got 4. Solidly has been over 3% GDP, 50% higher than Barack Obama said it could even go, right? And then Barack Obama said Donald Trump couldn't bring back manufacturing jobs. As he was losing them, Trump was gaining them. So I would love to have Don Lemon discuss Barack Obama losing 17 or 19,000 jobs in his last year, the number of manufacturing jobs, and the number of jobs he lost over his presidency to the number of manufacturing jobs that Trump has gained. I would love to hear him discuss that. But he won't. He's not going to put it into context because he likes his numbers. He won't even talk about his real numbers, that Barack Obama was fudging the numbers. People are still... Donald Trump doesn't count unemployment by the number of people who quit looking for jobs. Notice they won't even tell you that when they talk about the jobs figures because it doesn't apply. So he says this, oh, it's good news, it's a good trend, but it belongs to Barack Obama. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. But here's one that he certainly won't talk about either. In the time when we are practically at record employment, The unemployment level for black women fell from 5.2% to 4.4%. Black women are getting employed to almost to the degree of the national average. I guarantee you there is nobody who would have believed Trump could do that. Now, Don Lemon says, oh, that's like a person spitting in your face and then handing you a napkin. Yeah? Well, spit in my face. Like I said before, if Donald Trump is a racist, I hope America becomes hella racist. Because if that's what racism means, black people are feasting. We are feasting under this racism. I'm just telling you. Though, if you're expecting anything to change, for Donald Trump to get a fair shake, under with this media, with and the good news, there is some good news. But I don't want to leave you with bad news. I want to leave you with good news. The good news is black folks are dismissing guys like Don Lemon. Black folks understand Lemon's objective is to not let anything be said positive about Trump. Notice when he talked about, well, that's a good trend, but it doesn't matter. It's not his numbers. What he would be saying, if it were Hillary Clinton, he would be talking about the continuation of Barack. Hillary Clinton has done a great job continuing Barack Obama's policies, and it's you know, reaping benefits for black folks. He wouldn't put it in the context of, well, you know, so what? It's good. You know, it's still her spitting in the face of black people and then handing them a napkin. No, what it is it's good quality policy decisions that are impacting the people who have suffered the most. It's like Donald Trump said when he was running for president, when he told black folks, what do you have to lose? What do you have to lose? Trust me, the bigger issue is that black folks are seeing the results in their paychecks and with jobs, but the bigger issue for blacks is they see that Donald Trump genuinely cares, and that's bad news for Lemon and team.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Democratic debates last night on ABC covered many topics. One hot issue was on gun violence. Beto O'Rourke took 2 weeks off from campaigning after 22 people were killed in his hometown of El Paso. He was asked if he would eliminate assault rifles if elected.
Hell yes! We're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
O'Rourke said as president, the government would buy back weapons he said are designed to kill people on the battlefield.
The high-impact, high-velocity rounds. ground when it hits your body, shreds everything inside of your body because it was designed to do that so that you would bleed to death on a battlefield and not be able to get up and kill one of our soldiers.
Pacific Gas and Electric and a group of insurers have reached an $11 billion settlement to cover most of the claims from the 2017 and 2018 wildfires in California. That includes the fire that killed 86 people in the town of Paradise. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Another leftist bimbo has accused a powerful man of something that he didn't do. But she was found out. Now, as you guys know, I, Kevin Jackson, and you are listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, I was fired from Fox News for calling out lying skanks Blasey Ford and Julie Svetnick. Or Svetnick, or whatever she is. And there was one other woman who got very little, but like her name was like Gonzalez or Rodriguez or Sanchez or something. She was a Hispanic woman. Three of these women came out simultaneously to say that Kavanaugh had done things to them, the unthinkable. 844-551-8255. And it got to a point of being so ridiculous that I said, these women are lying skanks. I tweeted it. These women are lying skanks. I could have said lying harlots or lying shrews or a host of other things. But I chose the word carefully because that's what they are. Skank is somebody who just has complete disregard for the truth, etc. And for the record, it's not even that difficult or hard of a word. I was watching some TV shows like Will and Grace. They've used it. On Friends, they've used it. It was crazy. But anyway, Fox decides that's a violation of the good name of Fox News. And they fired me. So, you know what? I don't care. Their prerogative, do what they want. Fox is a less better network because I'm not on it. I think I add it to the flavor of Fox, but it is what it is. And many of you believe it too because I hear it all the time. Every time I met a lady, I was at a baseball game. She saw me. She says, you know, we met at the other field. And, you know, I talked to an older lady and she says, I hate that you're off of Fox. And she goes, you were just such a breath of fresh air. And on and on. I hear it all the time. And I've been off that the air since for a year. It'll be a year in a few weeks, in a couple of weeks. Anyway, I was proven right, and I don't expect Fox to issue an apology because, frankly, the management team doesn't have the balls. That's right. Run by women who have decided that I'm a pariah because I dare speak the truth. But I remain undaunted in bringing you this latest skank alert, and according to the Daily Caller, I'm about to read this to you, Alva Johnson is indeed a skank. And the reason why I'm going to repeat this word is because there are people that said to me when it happened, Kevin, let's just avoid using the word skank. Some people on my team, and I said, skankity skank, skank, skankity skank. I ain't avoiding using the word. There's nothing wrong with that word. Frankity frank, frank, frankity frank. Clankity clank, clank, clankity clank. It's a word, people. Anyway, Alva Johnson is the former Trump campaign aide who accused President Donald Trump of forcibly kissing her during a campaign stop in 2016. But according to the Daily Caller, she dropped her lawsuit last week it hadn't been that long ago. I don't know exactly when, but it hasn't been that long ago because a video emerged that cast doubts on the allegations. Johnson, who's 44, sued Trump in the campaign on February 25th for gender and race pay discrimination, as well as battery. She alleged that during a visit to Florida on August the 24th of 2016, President Trump grabbed her forcibly and kissed her against her will. Keep in mind, this supposedly happened months earlier than her lawsuit. Let's just look at the numbers again. She says it was on August 24th of 2016, but she waited until February the 25th to sue the campaign. Interesting, huh? I would say the timing's interesting, but Trump had already become president. See, that's how it works. Wait until he becomes even more powerful, then get him. Bring him down. Judge William Jung dismissed Johnson's case on June the 14th, saying it was a political lawsuit rather than torts and wages lawsuit. He says that John could amend her complaint if she wanted to, but she decided she would not proceed with the case. I'm shocked. Now, you could bet that many leftist women, mostly skanks, actually believed Johnson when she decided to sue the president. In her suit, she claimed that Trump treated her like a, quote, sexual object that he felt entitled to humiliate and dominate. Now, I'm going to stop you. I know what you're thinking. I'm stopping right now to freeze your brain to say the idea that Donald Trump would single out this not that attractive woman and say, I'm going to dominate you. This is the narrative and the lie that the left has set. And this woman wanted to do what? She wanted to profiteer on the lie. Just for the record, I want to explain to you what leftist women, a.k.a. skanks, do. They profiteer on lies. They look for reasons to get something for nothing. Am I preaching to the choir here? Because let me tell you something. That is what leftists do in general. But their women are excellent at it. They're excellent. They will fake pregnancies. They will fake being beaten. They will lie and say that a man has raped his own children. And I could go on. They will claim that they've been raped when nothing has happened. Nothing of the sort. They will go back 10, 20, 30, 40 years and pretend that they are traumatized by incidents that ordinary people just brush off. Conservative women would go, yeah, he hit on me. And I rebuffed him. And that was the end of it. Anyway, Johnson's lies were discovered when the Trump legal team released a video of the encounter. I don't think Johnson thought that they were going to be able to track down the actual video. I mean, this is the way these people think. They don't think there's going to be any evidence right now. You want to know what's happening with the Democrats and Russian collusion and Christopher Steele and the Steele dossier and Fusion GPS? They don't think there's any evidence that exists. Trust me, people, the evidence is there. The video evidence, the DNA needed to refute the charges of a feminist skank who's profiteering on the reputation of a good man, and that is what they do. Look, you can be mad at me. You can say, Kevin, you're saying skank a lot. As I said earlier, skankity, skank, skank, skank. I'm telling you the way these women are. I'm telling you why your sons have to be guarded, why they have to have their phone GPS on all the times tracking, why they have to believe, go places where there are cameras so they can actually track their own whereabouts and stuff in order to protect themselves for something that happened decades earlier. This is the type of thing we've set up with these crazy folks. The Post reported on the incident. Here's what they said. Alva Johnson says a Republican candidate grabbed her by her hand and tried to kiss her on the lips during a rally on August 24, 2016. But Johnson turned her head and Trump wound up kissing the side of her mouth, she said. She called the encounter, which happened as Trump was exiting the RV outside the rally, super creepy and inappropriate. Well, let me call it something else. It didn't exist. It didn't even exist. It never happened. Never. Trump didn't try to grab her by the hand. By the way, there are many times, I don't know how you are, there are friends of mine who will kiss, you know, my sister or whatever, and they reach in, for, you know, like they're going to kiss the lips, and my sister will politely turn her cheek and take the kiss on the cheek, and that's the end of it. She doesn't feel as if, well, how did she put it? She'd been violated? What did she say? I want to use her actual words. She says, that she was a sexual object and felt entitled to humiliate and dominate. That's what she says how Trump made her feel. Just want you to understand. There's many women that's happened to. It's even happened to guys, believe it or not, with women. Sometimes women want to kiss me. I'll turn my cheek. I don't know what's in that breath of your shoe. Get a mint, girl. Get a mint. You ain't kissing this brother. But you get what I'm saying? Anybody else would just shake that off as no big deal. It happened, right? But she was humiliated, she said. And she says, I immediately felt, I'm quoting, super creepy and inappropriate. Here's what she went on to say. I immediately felt violated because I wasn't expecting it or wanting it. I can still see his lips coming straight from my face. She told this to the Washington Post, who was all too happy to print it. 43-year-old mother of, at the time, mother of four, who lived in Madison County, Alabama, first met Trump at a Birmingham rally in 2015. Oh, there's more to this story, people. There's more. I don't want to go all Paul Harvey on you, but there's more to this story. She said she felt violated, wasn't expecting or wanted it, could still see his lips coming towards her face. And I want to remind the leftists listening to the program, this is all a lie, okay? She infiltrated Trump's campaign. That's all she was. She formerly worked as an event planner, didn't have a background in politics, voted for Barack Obama in 2008 and 2012. Do I really need to tell you the role that she had with the Trumps? Because this has the Democrats' dirty fingerprints all over it. And sadly, far too many of these calls of sexism and sexual abuse are made by skanks. They're false charges. They're false calls of sexual abuse hurt women who legitimately are victims of such abuse. And for this reason and others, I will continue to fight these skanks, including those who targeted me at Fox News. I consider this a public service announcement. Skanks should not be allowed to get away with accusations, because when they're successful with their lies, they ruin lives. And for what? A few dollars? Or in the case of Blasey Ford, to put an asterisk on Kavanaugh's appointment as a Supreme Court
this
judge.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Leftists are liars. They're lying, cheating, conniving scumbags. And we talk about them for what they are on this program. And just for the record, I don't think of a leftist as a Democrat necessarily. Most of them are. There are Republican leftists who I have just as much disdain for. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, where we tell you about the truth. We tell you the truth about politics, pop culture, whatever. We point out the obvious ironies and hypocrisies of what happens in this country and, quite frankly, all over the world. And I'm glad we exist. And I'm sure you do as well. That's why you've tuned in. KJRadio.com if you want to listen to the podcast of this show, which is broadcast in, I don't know what, how many markets are we up to? Do we even keep count around here? I don't. Because, see, I don't have to care. I don't have a bunch of advertisers and people that are, Kevin, you said this or that. I don't care about you. If you want to, and here's the beauty of that is, and I say this for advertisers who may want to get with us, I'm going to tell the truth. If I like your product, I'll endorse your product. And that's a good thing because the people that follow me will pay attention and we'll put you on our social media. So there's my commercial. You notice I don't talk about my books. My latest book is, my first book is The Big Black Lie. Second is Sexy Brilliance. And third is Race Pimping. I couldn't even remember. And I just said I don't talk about my books, but I'm talking about them now to remind people that there's no commercials running where I'm like, as I said in my book, blah, 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 blah. If you want to find out more about me, go get Race Pimping. It is my latest book. You can get it at racepimping.com. Go buy it. If you buy it, great. If you don't, don't. But I'm telling you the stories. When I write a book, I could write the same book over again with a bunch of new different stories about race pimping. Maxine Waters race pimping. Maybe we'll get more into that a little bit later in the broadcast. But the point is, we're going to deliver the truth to you. And I'm happy to report this story about MSNBC and Rachel Maddow getting sued. See, the fake news leftist media believe themselves to be immune from the law, above the law. They lie while accusing others of lying. And over the past few decades, the media has managed to sway thought their way. Thought, the most important thing you possess, your ideas, your intellectual property, something that they dismiss. Elizabeth Warren said recently, what's the big deal for you as a capitalist? For you, what, you had some great idea? What, you spent a lot of time working on that idea? So do your workers. I used to have this argument with a delivery when I was in information technology sales. I would go out, find a client, okay, that had a problem. I'd diagnose the problem. I'd monetize it, and then I'd bring in delivery. And we would pitch to the client on the idea, the concepts that I had set with the client. I had to find this client that had a problem in the sea of people that exist out there, companies that need to have things done in their organization. I was the bird dog that had to find them. All the information it took to get to find that client was unbelievably difficult, okay? But you find a guy that says, yeah, we're looking to redo our supply chain. Okay, great. I have a team for that. You go out, you find out the information that they need. What's up with your supply chain? Why is it that you've got a problem? You diagnose it. Then you bring in delivery, the guys who can theoretically solve the problem, and they're going to implement it. And you know what would invariably happen? Delivery would say to sales, after we've won the $5 million deal, they'd say, but what did you do? We got to implement all of this. They literally wanted to cut us off from the client. And it was the age-old discussion, if you've ever been in information technology, between sales and delivery. So I won a big deal one time, and delivery came in and goes, well, what did Kevin do? And I said, Kevin found the client. Kevin convinced the client that we were the best people for the job and brought you in and coached you on how to make sure that you did your part right. And now you're delivering and you're wondering what I did. What I did was keep your job for you. I had this discussion with delivery in front of our management team. I said, I'm sick of this discussion about who did what. I'm not going to do your job and you dang sure can't do mine. Well, see, that's the deal. These people don't believe that your ideas mean anything. Your ideas, the way you come to the so that there can be a conclusion, is important. See, in this case, I know which came first, the chicken or the egg. I came first. Without me, you don't have anything to do. And that's the thing you've got to make sure that these skanks and these liars on the left understand. They've swayed thought to where you don't believe your ideas matter. They've convinced America of their twisted ideas surrounding the greatness of America, poisoning minds with nonsense. Things like open borders, things like gender fluidity, and that's just to name two examples. However, when sane Americans push back on the leftist radical agenda, they besmirch us. They label us radicals. Well, I'm a proud radical. I'm a proud radical reconstructionist, which is what happened after the Civil War when Reconstruction came in. We had to redo the South. We had to re-educate these Democrats on their racist ways. Well, you know what? We were right then and we're right now. And we're having to radicalize these people. It is Radical Reconstruction version 2.0. So anyway, MSNBC is in a lawsuit. One American News Network, OAN, filed a $10 million defamation lawsuit against Rachel Maddow and NBC for comments made by Maddow that were condoned by the network. And in the story, in Law and Crime, they called OAN a right-leaning network. They're not right-leaning. OAN is just a truth network. They said the 46-year-old liberal commentator maliciously and recklessly smeared the network as a Russian state propaganda outlet. And in a press release, they said, this was Herring Networks. They filed a $10 million lawsuit against Maddow, Comcast, NBC Universal, and MSNBC in a California federal court. And according to the press release, the complaint alleges that Comcast refused to carry the right, what they call the right-wing network, because OAN, in quote, counters the liberal politics of its own channel, MSNBC. A week later, OAN's founder, Charles Herring, I know Charles, sent an open email to Comcast deriding their alleged anti-competition censorship. Now, the major issue of the lawsuit revolves around Rachel Maddow's statement, which she says, OAN really literally is paid Russian propaganda. That's what she said. Paid Russian propaganda. OANN contends that all the defendants involved in the lawsuit knew that Maddow's statement was false, that she acted maliciously to defame OANN. Now, I hope this is the first of many lawsuits against these leftists, the media. The only way to effectively fight against the lying scumbags that constitute the false claim of, quote, media is to sue them into oblivion. And for the record, it isn't just media. It's what Donald Trump and Melania Trump did against whatever the outlet that said Melania Trump was a call girl. Yeah, I'll get to that in just a second. Anyway, this is what we've got to use as a tool. This is how we have to fight the left. Billionaire Peter Thiel of Gawker got what he deserved. And I'm going to read this. Other rich and powerful public figures already seem to be taking their cues from Thiel's blueprint for destroying a news organization, and the entire media world could end up paying the price. In the few weeks since Gawker.com was forced to shut down thanks to Thiel, the same lawyers Thiel funded on behalf of Hulk Hogan and others have taken on two rich and powerful clients, Melania Trump, the wife of Republican, he was then nominee for president, and Roger Ailes. The Financial Times reported that Ailes is looking into a possible lawsuit against New York Magazine and its investigative reporter Gabriel Sherman, who has received widespread acclaim for his thorough reporting on a myriad of sexual harassment allegations against Ailes and Fox News. Melania Trump, meanwhile, has already sued the Daily Mail, an obscure blogger for $150 million over stories suggesting she once worked as a call girl. Now, Roger Ailes is dead, so his case likely died with him. However, I suspect we have not seen the end of media lawsuits. Melania won her lawsuit. The law protects media from frivolous lawsuits with legislation they call anti-slap. A friend and I who makes movies, we were just talking about this. I'm running out of time, but I want to tell you this. CNN got sued. Anderson Cooper, he talked about the death of babies at a hospital, and a guy by the name of David Carbone sued the network because he questioned CNN and Cooper on how they came to what he deemed erroneous and obviously ruinous conclusions. The man got fired from his job. His hospital was put under false scrutiny, etc. So check it out. It was Carbone versus Cable News Network.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.